You're listening to Banal Leakage, Episode 84, Orlando Shootings. Hello, recording this. This is going to be an entire episode that covers the shootings in Orlando, which happened in June of 2016. And also my thoughts on gun control. So, we need to replace prayers with some type of logical actions to help reduce these the mass shootings that happen. So with that, let's start the news. On June 12, 2016, at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, Florida, an armed gunman went into the club and basically opened fire and killed 49 people that night. The story, a lot of you that have probably heard the news know some of the details and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to give the shooter's name. I don't like to give recognition to those who commit such heinous crimes. But basically what happened, the club was pretty crowded. This guy came in there. He just started shooting up the place, randomly going from room to room. People hid. They tried to escape through windows, or they broke out some of the walls. Where they hid, they tried to hide in non-conspicuous places. I mean, and someone's shooting, and the nightclub's going on. There's lights, strobe lights, colored lights. There's music playing, obviously. So, when the shootings first started breaking out, broke out, it was, a lot of people were, somewhat unaware until finally people started realizing that people were being hit and shot. And so the number of people that were escaped or the number of people that covered other people, I just hate hearing about all this all the time. It's just insane how often this happens and how often we don't do anything about it. And the number of lives that were lost on that day, that night, in the early hours of the morning, I just can't imagine, people not wanting to do something, to try to prevent this kind of stuff. I mean, you can't prevent everything. That's impossible. But we've got to start making some changes. We've got to start looking at things. We can't just let these things happen. And kind of like what I said in the beginning, I'm praying for them. Prayers aren't going to help. I don't care how religious you are or not. Prayers are not going to help in this. What's going to help? It's going to take some legislation. It's going to take some details on identifying who these people are that are mentally disturbed or that are that planet or that are bothered by certain people. I mean, this guy that did the killing, he it came out that he had some type of gay feelings almost like he was upset at himself and went and killed a bunch of people. The Pulse nightclub in Orlando was a gay nightclub or LGBT. So, I'm very sad that, he had another, group of people who need equality and equal treatment in society were attacked and were targeted in the shooting. The number of people that died, it's just, 49. I mean, it's horrific. I mean, this is one of the worst, mass shootings we've had in this country. And I just can't understand what level someone has to get to plan this out, where they go to plan, to take their lives. I mean, fortunately, however you want to look at it. But for me, fortunately, this guy got shot, So he's no longer here. That's unfortunate for his family, but, fortunate for the court system that they don't have to go through and try to, pass judgment, or, you know, people don't have to testify. You know, it's bad enough that families lost their loved ones that night, and you know, they don't have to go and try to, you know, dig through a court system to try and get, you know, get some type of justice. So I think, you know, the ways that we really need to get around some of these things is that we really need to start convincing people that, you know, they, you know, these things, you know, we need to try to reach out. We need to, you know, and it's not just, you know, we can't just like go to door to door and figure out, okay, who's, you know, hey, are you messed up? No, you know, I mean, obviously that's illogical, but we need to treat things differently. You know, access to guns and things like that is one thing. I mean, if people want to have their own guns, that's fine. You know, if people want to be responsible, I have no issues with that. What I have an issue with is when people, you know, don't want to do anything about, you know, when they find out how these people got guns, you know. Well, what happened? Well, they fell through the cracks, or the background check, you know, failed one time, but then they ran it again and it worked, you know. I mean, there's just a number of things that really, you know, it just comes down to we have to, you know, we cannot continue to let these mass shootings happen. We really have to do something. So my condolences to those lives who were lost, and hoping we can move on. My thoughts on gun control and gun ownership, and why I'm for better ways to prevent tragedies and mass shootings. Now, I'll say up front, you know, I've said it on other episodes. I just said it in the last, you know, thing I covered, the story I covered on the Orlando shootings. I'm not against people owning guns. I you know, people want to be responsible. That's fine. You know, we need to find ways to prevent these tragedies and mass shootings. You know, other countries have, they figured ways out, you know, and people still have guns, you know, but our love of guns in this country is just sick and wrong. And to me, that is one of the first things that can change some, and reduce these shootings, is to reduce our love of guns. Guns are the gun culture and the gun loving people and gun toting people and everything. I'm like, I have a hard time trying to respect these people, especially like the open carry ones that look like stupid assholes walking around Target and just, you know, thinking that, you know, there's some type of power trip or whatever. I can't get into their minds of what it is that they're afraid of, that they think they have to tote around a gun everywhere and show everyone a gun, you know. You know, so love of guns, you know, that's one of, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm no expert on trying to solve how to reduce these things, but I'm a compassionate human being. I don't like to see these lives lost. And for me, and one of my main positions that I think is to reduce our love of guns. You know, we don't need 20 guns. We don't need 100 guns. We don't need 400 guns. You don't need, you know, you want to go for training and learn how to carry, you know, conceal carry or whatever, by all means, that's your right. You know, that's part of the Second Amendment. You know, I mean, I do think, you know, that people sometimes forget about what the Second Amendment, one rule is. There a well-controlled or a well-regulated militia, you know? Granted, we don't need militias today, at least I don't think so, but a well-regulated militia is one of the main text in the Second Amendment, and people ignore that one, you know, regulated, you know, and, you know, these people that think they can just go out and buy all these guns and just walk around and think that whatever, you know, it's, I don't subscribe to that. And to those of you that do believe that way, I'm sorry if you're offended by that, but, you know, think about the lives lost. Think about how many mass shootings happen. I know you're not the one out there doing it, but somehow we need to make a change, and we need to change our love of guns. We need to reduce our love of guns. We need to reduce our fascination with having guns. So that's my thing. So, I mean, I'm sure there's many other solutions that other people can propose and could possibly help reduce this, but mine is reduce the love of guns. This week's rant, there's nothing we could do, and if only the victims would have been armed, rhetoric needs to stop. All right, so anytime a mass shooting happens, the pro-gun people are mostly silent, trying not to add anything to the conversation about the mass collection of guns by those that they side with. But when they do speak out, there are two verbatim statements they normally proclaim to give a response. One is, "There's nothing we could do," which means to them that any time a nutcase goes and shoots up a place and kills people, there is nothing they could have done to stop this person from exercising their quote-unquote Second Amendment right to own and use guns. Ironically, there's some truth in that statement in that anyone who is armed, regardless of how they obtain their firearms, could go out and commit mass carnage, and any of us, pro-gun and gun control types, could do nothing personally to stop these people. But refusing to do any type of action to help prevent those who are not stable enough to own and operate firearms is where the real lack of credibility in that statement comes through. So, we just kind of go through on the, you know, and I hear that all the time. There's nothing we could do. He just killed a bunch of people. There's nothing we could do. You know, you hear that statement constantly from people. And I think a lot of it, you know, I'm going to add to my, you know, the my prepared text I had for this. I'm adding to this here. It's kind of a deflection, if you will. They don't want, they're tired of, you know, this stuff coming to the news. They're like, oh, shit, they're going to want to ban all the guns. Obama's going to come take every one of our guns, you know? No, you know, stop with the fear. You know, if you're that fearful that someone's going to come for your guns, if you're that fearful that you can't own 10, 20, 30 guns or whatever, or that you can carry around, what, you know, it's a deflection. You're trying to, you know, at the expense of lives lost and some nutcase shooting up a place, you don't want anything. Oh God! Another mass shooting. Now they're going to come for my guns. You know. No, you need to stop. You need to stop worrying about that shit. It's ridiculous, and no one's coming for your guns. You know, those of us that are reasonable, we do want regulation. But if you're a legal, you know, law-abiding citizen, and you legally own a gun and you know how to use it, you shouldn't have to worry that someone's coming for your guns. That's ridiculous. So the other statement that happens is, if only the victims would have been armed, which refers to putting a gun into each and every person that goes out to the public. So let's say a crazy man shoots up a theater. Someone in that theater had a firearm, also known as the good guy with a gun, you know. So they could have expertly identified him in that dark environment and taken him out without killing or shooting any innocent person in the process. This is the logic and mindset of pro-gun people, in that they want to be the hero and save the day. I see this all the time online, whether it's a meme that's going around or someone's defense to own the many firearms in hopes that one day they will be the one to take down the killer. I'm baffled by these two statements of support, you know, by adding more guns to the mix of humanity. I liken it to someone saying they can fix traffic and accidents by adding more cars to the roads. That doesn't make any sense. And shouldn't to anyone else who wants a safer and less violent society, you know? So, listen up, people. This week's shameless plug. I'm proud to not own any firearms. So other than a BB gun that I've had and still have from when I was a teenager, I have never owned a single firearm. And I also have no desire to own one during my lifetime. It's not that I'm afraid of them. And if I did own one, I would most certainly get proper and professional training on the use of and care of gun ownership. But that's pretty much never going to happen, as I don't buy into the need to have a gun or multiple guns. I am very cautious around gun owners and expressing my views and positions on my push for better gun control. You know, I know there's a lot of responsible gun owners out there, and I applaud them for being responsible, you know, but I'm quite happy with my decision to be gun-free in my life and with most of my family. Too many lives lost. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.